Hi guys, this is Pastor Chuck Allen and welcome back to another Man Church Race Plan. This is an opportunity for you to be able to find your groove. This is 30 days to get after what God's made you and equipped you and prepared you for. We left off the last couple of days talking about being called to the person of Christ. Yesterday, talking about being called to the purpose of God. And today we want to get step three. We are called with a passion, a holy passion. So here's the beginning question, guys. What are you passionate about? Or now stop and think. So most dudes, I mean, you find things you're passionate about. Maybe it's cars. Maybe it is golf. Maybe it's fitness. Maybe it's football. Maybe it's baseball. Maybe it's hunting. Maybe it's fishing. Whatever your deal is, what are you passionate about? See, if money wasn't an issue, what would you do? Now, there's a question. If money wasn't an issue, what would you do? Chances are that your passions lie in the same direction as God's calling for your life. So let's just say God had called you into the legal field and you're an attorney. Then clearly what will happen is he will put people in your path that he's going to ask you to passionately serve to assist. But I also believe the way we find our passion sometimes gets confused, and we start believing that passion means this is what we enjoy. You know, I've discovered several passions in my life that originally I had no idea that I would want to do, could do, or would ever have thought of. But let's put this in perspective. In Psalm chapter 37, verse 4, David, the King David, succinctly sums up the passion issue. Here's what he says. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you... Okay, let's go back. Delight yourself in the Lord, step one, and he will give you response to step one, right? He will give you the desires of your heart. Now, the tendency is to read this verse and think, well, hey, you know, God, you're like a heavenly Santa Claus, and I can just ask what I want, and you're going to deliver. And in some cases, you know, I suppose that could be true, but I don't see it often. But what if we desire something because God placed that desire there? What if your passions exist because they line up with God's purpose? What if God literally gave you the desire of your heart? He put that desire in your heart so that you would be able to line up with his calling. That's a great way to think of it, guys. In the same way, if something fills you with dread at the mere thought of it, the odds are likely that you won't find your calling in it. Now, that's happened to me a couple of times where I thought, well, maybe, and then it wasn't true. And there's other times where I thought I could never do that or want to do that, and the Lord put it there, and I found it. You see, missionaries are generally on the foreign mission field because they love that. They know their calling and it lines up with their passion. If you absolutely quake with trepidation at the idea of spending a couple months on a foreign mission field, I think it's likely that God isn't calling you to that ministry. You know, in my case, my favorite mission calling is not foreign countries. My favorite calling is to our local schools and to people in need in our backyard. But I thank God for people who desperately feel like God wants them in Haiti or in Cuba or in Kenya or wherever we go. I think that's wonderful, but when I look at that, I think to myself, you know what? There's a fine line that we have to walk with our passion. Too often, our culture passion gets confused with enjoyment. You may enjoy sailing or collecting stamps or driving with a top down or eating ice cream. These aren't necessarily the types of passions that line up with God's calling. The passion of your calling is not meant to be a hobby. It is a God-given pursuit that we may not always involve enjoyment. I am passionate about my God-given task, but I also recognize that much of it involves duties that I do not enjoy. You know, I don't think passion lines up when a guy turns 50 and can afford his first Harley and all of a sudden this is God's purpose. I see a lot of guys that take things we enjoy and we wrap God's purpose around it to try to make it sound like that. Guys, in the end, if God has called you to it and you do it, he will give you a passion for it. But remember, God's calling is not only sent to you personally, but it's also for a personal task. You have a role in God's redemptive plan. He has a unique job set aside for you and only you to complete. You aren't just called to a task. You're called to a God-given task. You are called. And when we do that, God just literally infuses us with passion. Now that's something to be passionate about. So here's your assignment, guys. Make a list of three things that you genuinely know you're passionate about. In the column next to it, write what you believe and how God you believe God's using you in fulfilling that passion to make a difference. If you can't come up with a clear area, if you can't articulate on paper, this is what I'm passionate about and this is how God is using me or how God could use me, you're in trouble, guys. We got to stop and go back then. Who's the person God's called me to? What's the purpose God's called me to? And what is it that I'm passionate about that God uses in me because he birthed it in me? Guys, I hope you have a great day. And whatever you do, guys, listen, stay the course. Spend some time in the Word every day. Spend some time talking to God every day. And find some dudes that'll help you and walk through this journey together. I'm proud to be your pastor, and I'm proud to be a part of Man Church, building a race plan that lets us find our groove in these 30 days. I'll see you tomorrow.